Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Thursday, September the 1st, 2016. We have a live show for you. We are out of August. We are now in September. We are now entering the third quarter of the year, and I anticipate it to be a very, very insightful and eventful rest of the year. Is that going to be good? We'll see. Hope so, but I'm actually hedging and betting the other way. So this is why we have Tando Radio Show, just to bring you some of the information so that you can make the appropriate decisions that's good for you, yourself, and your family, and our overall community. So with that being said, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening today. Sorry I wasn't able to be on yesterday. Had to take care of some very important business with my overall preparing with the group that I have. Very, very important. That had to take care of some very important issues. So wasn't able to do it. It went way past, went into the wee hours of the evening, and man, did I get bit up. And some people did. I didn't get. I only got like two or three mosquito bites. So my Zika opportunities is real small. Yeah, right, Zika. These people are crazy. So, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. So let's jump into today's live show. Now, tomorrow, we will have a live show. I'm going to have to record it early, so it won't be one in which you can call in, but we'll have a live show for you still tomorrow, but I'm going to do it early in the morning. When I say early in the morning, I mean real early in the morning, because there's some things that also that we got to take care of, but you will still have a live show for tomorrow. So let's go to how can we support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can easily do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network's website and looking up the crowdfunding campaign. That's right there on the website. You can see it. It's right next to the home. It's the Crowdfunding Black Media. Or you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfundingdigitalblackmedia/, and it will bring it up for you there. And there you will see the overall opportunity that you can have to support this network, to ensure that this network will continue to bring to you the fruit that has been bringing to you, and more abundant fruit by you giving a financial contribution and giving your financial energy to the network to ensure that it will continue to grow. And you can do that by making contributions and donations. And the first donation that you can give of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order, make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, as Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that first option, you will receive the monthly statistics report for the radio network as well as social media operations via email. And that's for $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. Option number two, we make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, make sure you leave a good email address. You will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, a very comfortable free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, the t-shirts come in intervals of $25. So for every $25 or more that you actually contribute or donate, you will receive a comfortable Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt for that. Ensure that you give the appropriate size for each t-shirt that you will be expecting to give based off of your contribution or donation. As well, make sure you leave a good forwarding or shipping address, an email address, and I would also add in the comments a telephone number to be reached to ensure that you will be able to get the appropriate t-shirt in case someone in shipping for Black Talk Radio Network needs to contact you. Number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and the comfortable free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt for your as a token of your appreciation, and you will also be eligible for gifts from the network from time to time. So just make sure you leave a good email address for that. And that is all of your contributions and donations are extremely important and are truly appreciated. This is how Black Talk Radio Network will be able to meet the challenges, the economic challenges of the future, to be able to continue to bring you the information that you need to know. So, also, everyone, go to BTR, Black Talk Radio Community. And as BTR Community, you can just hit BTRCommunity.com. There's a new online black social experience. It is a social outlet where you can actually post information about what's going on with you, your family, our community, our important events that are happening, or newsworthy events that is happening on the world, or just your opinion. It is actually a black social media project that you can engage in that is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Why is this so important? Because you'll be guaranteed and ensured that your overall information will not be sold. And not only that, you won't be adversely affected by your opinion. And it is a great way for us to establish the underground, the overground, between ground, above the atmosphere, railroad that is necessary for us to move from where we are to where we need to be and where we should be, and to reestablish the prosperity that's been lost so that we can have a true sovereign and self-determining nation. This is a great place to start. So go to BTR. Now, BTR is at the cost of $24 a year. Basically, that is, you know, very, very cheap. $24 a year. Very easy. $2 a month. $1 every 2 weeks. Very, very easy. And this, with this, your overall contributions and your subscription will maintain the overall social media operations, as well as ensure that all of the demands that are needed to ensure that you're protected is going to be there. So, everyone, join, please, because this is the only place that I will be posting. I don't post on Facebook at all. The only thing I post on Facebook now is just the times or just what's on the show. Nothing else. I am completely off of Fedbook, and I would suggest that you all leave Fedbook and join BTR Community. So, check out BTR Community, $24. Also, if you're interested in exchanging your cash for real money, which is actually puts you in a position of advantage to actually have a real money and to actually be a real saver, because if you're saving in cash, you're not a saver. You're only holding your dollars for the overall governments to inflate them away. That's really what you're doing, and they don't teach you this, and this is what you don't know. You can have all the dollars that you want, but eventually you will be dollar rich and overall economically poor, because you may, but those dollars will not be able to purchase anything. And this is some of the things that we talk about here. If you'd like to do that, you can go to our website, Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com, and check out some of the precious metals that we have in inventory. And if you're interested in purchasing, you can text me at 951-790-8330. There's one person I need to get to that texted me, and I forgot to do that. We'll get to that person today after the show. And also, if you can email me and say, hey, interested in purchasing the metal, because I need to talk to you to actually ensure that you're getting what you want, and know, so that you know a very important process and procedure in purchasing the metal, so that you trust me. This is something that you need to know before you purchase there. But check out what we have in inventory. Then text me or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and so that I can get in contact with you before you make that purchase. Okay, so that's what we have in store before we get into today's show. Just want to say thank you all once again for listening to today's show. You know, Scotty made a good idea. I do need a co-host, so I'm going to be looking for a co-host. Also, probably we'll be doing some things out in the field on location, depending on what they are. I have to be very careful of that, only because some of the people that that I actually work with are they want to remain as anonymous as possible. So I have to check with them to ensure. But it's a great idea. For some things, for us to actually walk through and talk about some of the things that we're doing to prepare. And, you know, just have to be very strategical with that, without a doubt. So we'll be doing some of those things in the field. So let's check out what's in the news. So let's check out what's in the news before we start today's show. In today's show, we're going to be talking about World War III, and global nuclear war one is on the horizon, and we're going to be looking at some things in Venezuela. Very, very important. So, okay, so let's check out what's in the news. First article comes from Natural News. Optimism bias explains why people remain in denial about the coming collapse. Man, this is a very, very important. Optimist bias and also normalcy bias. So many people always say, you know, people have a misunderstanding of what being optimist is all about. It's never about being naive. It's never about having your head in the sand. It's about you doing things to ensure that you can take the brighter side and always have a mental response, a mental, spiritual, and physical response to any adversity from a positive standpoint. A positive standpoint of what your options are, so that you are not caught by the making decisions based off of your emotions. Optimism is not thinking that everything is going to be okay. No, that's asshat thinking, because everything will not always be okay. But you can make things okay by the weighing of your energy. Okay? This fairy tale matrix, or fairy tale utopia that the overall system likes to keep a lot of people in, is not effective and is not productive at all. So this is a great article. It talks about why people, and I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, people want to do that because they don't want to have the discipline to have their world change. They want you to think that everything is going to be okay as long as they do what master told them to do, they'll be fine. Well, yes, you will be fine. You will be a fine slave to the overall system. And this is one of the things that we want to, you know, actually start to move away from, because we can't. There's a difference between being realistic and being unrealistic. And the form of, you know, the positive that they try to, that the system tries to give you and try to give you to say that to be optimistic, that is not grounded. That is not realistic. That is actually foolish. Their optimism is foolishness. Don't be foolish in thought in nature, because things are still happening regardless of what you think about them or not. The only thing that really matters is how you weigh your energy towards it. And taking a blind faith or taking a head in the sand approach means that your head is in the sand and your butt is in the air, and it will be kicked. And blind faith is the first step to genocide. So check out that article. Really good one. Next article comes from RT International. Russia vows total asymmetrical response to major U.S. troop buildup in Europe. Russia's envoy to the United Nations, to NATO, has vowed a total asymmetric response if the alliance stands by a plan to deploy new army units to Eastern Europe, the Baltic states, on the borders of Russia. Citing Russia aggression as a pretext, the United States has announced continuous troop rotation starting in 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the cusp of a global war. Now, what do you think that asymmetrical response is going to be? Well, this is going to be one of the first articles that we come back to and read about how close we are to war. So I'm going to tell you what my opinion is. And here we go. I'm going to tell you right now. And my commentary was, and what do you think the asymmetrical response will be? I'll tell you, it's killing the dollar, folks. That's what the rest of the world, by the overall movement in the direction that's going to be, the path that's going to be set forth by the BRIC nations. That's the asymmetrical response, ladies and gentlemen. This asymmetrical response is a politically correct way to say they're going to attack and fleece the economy and pull the rug from under it, and they're going to divulge the ubiquitous fraud that this government financial system, condition is in, and not only the overall actions of this government. Checkmate. The U.S. loses. Next article. Hacker Guccifer, who revealed Clinton's private email server, gets 4 years plus in jail. There's another one that was in Europe, and he was already killed, but this one was the one here in the States. That was from RT. Next article. It's funny, he reveals all the criminality and all the criminal enterprise and the criminal acts of Clinton, but he goes to jail. Wow. Next article comes from very critical one. Comes from Reuters. Australia must choose between the United States and China, U.S. Army officials. This is one we're going to come back to. Telling you everything, ladies and gentlemen, the war is here. Check out that article that we posted there inside of BTR community. Next article, Deutsche Bank refuses clients' demand for physical gold. Why do you think that Deutsche Bank, the largest bank in Germany, is refusing clients' demand for gold? Because those who hold it control it. You can't actually own the metals. This is why it's so important for you to have physical delivery and have it in your physical possession and not some paper contract. When you're hungry, do you want a pitcher of food or do you want food? So why in the world, how do we get so blinded? How do we get so, you know, so gullible? And how do we remain such sheeples to the overall economic system? Think about what you're doing. One of the things that you should be doing, you should be funding your own retirement, your own savings plan, and have it in your physical possession. If you keep it in the system has it there for it to steal it from you. We've been talking about this for so long. Once again, they stole these people's gold. Why are they stealing gold, ladies and gentlemen? Because when gold stops moving, that means war, the bullets start flying. And bullets will be flying and hostile acts will be happening. Deutsche Bank is going to maintain control of gold because that is the only thing that's going to save those people that control Deutsche Bank, not own it. Not the people that are invested in Deutsche Bank, not the people that are tied to Deutsche Bank. Those people are going to be fleeced by the derivative exposure and collapse, and is going to bring down the overall global economy with it, and actually bring about the global war and the global nuclear war one. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Puerto Rico oversight panel named to halt island's debt crisis. Yeah, right. Ain't no way in the world. They set Puerto Rico up to fail, and they're going to fail thoroughly. And when Puerto Rico fails, a lot of people here in the United States don't know that their pensions are directly attached to it. Their savings and checking account and their overall corporate bonds, municipal bonds, are directly attached to that. Buy everything that you work for in so many ways. It's coming in different phases at different levels. Great article. Check out that one. The lies continue. Next article comes from Press TV. Will Saudi Arabia financial time bomb explode? Yes, it will. Saudi Arabia's drastic measures to alleviate its cash crunch through loosening lending rules and direct money interjection are reportedly doing little to solve the country's worst financial crisis in years. Lower oil prices and the kingdom's war on Yemen has been hitting Saudi Arabia's economy hard, with the country running a large budget deficit of 20% of the GDP. This is going to be the part of, there's going to be many, many roads, many methods to this global economic destruction. And it is going to be so vast that if you are prepared for it, you will be some of the few that are, and you will have more options and have opportunity beyond your wildest, thoughts or dreams or what you even could conceptualize. But it is just the opposite for those of the people. Doesn't really matter who you are. Those that are unaware and unprepared for this, it's just the opposite. So check out that article. Good article that's there. Next article came from RT, Breaking News International. Strong 7.2 magnitude quake hits off the New Zealand coast. And my commentary was that the earth is ringing like a bell. Could it be man-made or celestial in nature? And we're going to talk about this next week. It could be celestial in nature. And if you were interested in the story that we were talking about of the Anunnaki, their planet is known to be on an elliptical, they're part of our solar system, and they're on an elliptical orbit. And it comes close into our sun or into our inner solar system periodically, and that could cause the destabilization of the solar system and the planet. And this, one of the evidence of that is earthquakes. Or it could be all a lie, and it could be weather manipulation because we are moving into war. And that is one of the tools of war in today's war. There is no garrison area are no safe zones. They are able to use weather modification, which I believe that they're being used, is multifaceted. We'll take a look at this. So remember, and for those of you that are familiar with the Bible, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. Well, most of us don't have great reading comprehension, nor do we know much about astronomy. And if we do, we would know that we are not underneath the sun. We actually travel or rotate around it. So what is nothing new under the sun means that there is something that comes from beneath the sun, and that could be known as the planet of those from the heaven that came, known as the Anunnaki, and is known also as Nibiru. So we'll take a look at that next week. Very, very interesting. Next article comes from healthnutnews.com. Asian seafood raised on pig feces approved for U.S. consumers. Health Nut News. If you're still eating cheap food, perhaps this will finally help you wake up. Oh, this story isn't news. This didn't just happen. It's been happening. Around 20% of the food, seafood Americans eat come from China. And the FDA has found that these shipments are frequently contaminated. So check out this article. Next article from Bloomberg. Biggest wealth fund warns outflows are affecting risk strategy. Norway's $890 billion sovereign wealth fund is acknowledging that raising withdrawals by the government could hamper its quest to manage more risk and generate greater returns as it takes on more and more negative yield securities. What is this talking about, ladies and gentlemen? This is where the government is taking and stealing from pension funds to pay for the sovereign debt of the nation. This is one of the many inroads of the economic collapse. Check out these articles. Know this stuff because it's going to adversely affect you. There are very few places, there are very few networks, or very few shows that specifically target our demographic with this type of information. Most of it, there are some great, great newsworthy events and news that is brought, but very few. And I would say I can count on my one hand how many target our demographic. And the people that target our demographic that do this is probably only two or three. So you need to know what's going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen, because the world is going to be leveraged against you. So check out that. And I said, here is the new norm. Stealing from pensions for government debt. Only going to be much bigger, wider, and broader here in the USA. Things you need to know. Next article. Could the Pentagon's $12.9 billion warship be obsolete before its maiden voyage? Yes. Military intelligence review of the $13 billion warship conducted earlier this month found that the USS Ford may be obsolete before entering into service. Already did, ladies and gentlemen. This one came from Sputnik News. Next article. U.S. fails to provide agreed air coverage for Turkish and FSA forces attacking ISIS, report says. Next article. Got to get ready. Keep moving. Comes from Antimedia. U.S. State Department offers $3 million bounty on ISIS leader they trained. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay, everyone, listen. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll jump back into what's in the news. And anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32#. And then hit *61. I'll see you in queue. And we'll bring you up. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Pando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., sitting here in FEMA Region Number 5. Just want to thank you all for listening to today's show. And at any time you'd like to get in on today's show, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit star 61, and I will definitely bring you up in queue. Okay, so getting back to what's in the news. Let's finish out the story, and then we're going to get into today's show. We're going to take a look at some things that's showing that we are nearing World War III, and how this Venezuela today, when we look at what's going on today, you can look at what's going on in Venezuela, and you can see what's going to happen here in the United States tomorrow, but by multitudes of 100, because it's going to be far, far worse. So let's get back to what's in the news. And then we'll get into the rest of today's show. Next article. Oh, well, before we go to that, so the U.S. trained a guy that they, and I'm going to tell you, the dude picture that looked like, I swore I seen him before in Tennessee. I swore I seen him before in Texas. I seen him in California. I seen him in Jersey. I seen him in New York. I seen him everywhere I went in this country. And this is because they train them, because they are facilitating the overall agenda. This is why you can tell that you can't trust anything that goes on here. Everything is not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy agenda. Don't worry about people that don't see it. You just need to see it, and you need to appropriately prepare, because when you do that, you will put yourself out. You will put yourself in a position of advantage and ensure that you are not in harm's way as best that you can. All those people that don't, are unaware, don't know, they don't care, they don't know or don't care, that is not your responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, those individuals are going to play on you because they need you in the future as things start to fall apart. Do not get caught in that trap itself. One of the most powerful things that I think that the system has is that in collapsing the overall economy, they don't need to actually bring the Hollywood style martial law, but they still will. They don't need to actually worry about having troops all over the country, because they won't have to do that. They'll have them where they need to strategically have them, and to affect the overall psyops that they need to affect. The reason why they don't need to have them, because they got a lot of naive, uncaring, don't care, don't know, unsuspecting, blind faith, sheeple people all over the place. And the one thing they know, just don't feed the sheep, and they will stampede. And that serves their purpose. It's a force multiplier. So they don't need to do it the way that a lot of people have been saying. All they need to do is cut the lights out, stop the flow of goods, and people will do their bidding. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And then after doing their bidding, the people will be begging for them to take control, and they'll surrender even more. It's really sad how we haven't learned from history. It's really sad how we haven't learned from our immediate history, where we continue to go back to the same institutions that are bringing about our overall destruction. When are we going to have a seasons of exodus? And I would say to you, don't wait for the people. Leave them. Make sure your seasons of exodus is going to be energized by your feet, by your spirit, by your free will, and your overall eternal energy. Leave the system. You need to let the Pharaoh in you go. No Pharaoh can release you. So, Check out that article. Next article comes from the Federal Registry. Federal Registry. This is a critical one, y'all. And I'm going to read my statement first, what my commentary was. So the CDC, the Center for Disease Contagion, the Center for Disease Contagion can arrest you, detain and force vaccinations on you. And this comes from the Center for Disease Contagion, otherwise known as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. You're right. And under the Department of Health and Human Services, yeah, Human Services, all right, it actually lays out the now abilities for communicable diseases that the CDC, the powers that the CDC has now. And basically, we'll take a look at this next week. They can detain you. They can force you into, so they say that they can, but they can't do that. They can force it physically on you, but they can't force anything on you that they don't have to actually put physical hands on you on. They say that they can do this and do that, but if you give energy and you allow that to happen and you surrender to it, that's what they, this is the reverse psychology that they use. They have no authority. They have no authority. Now, if someone forces themselves over you, can their force overtake your force? Yes, but no matter how much force they use to overtake your physical force, there is no force that can overtake your free will. It has to be surrendered. As Scotty said before, resistance is victory. So check out this article. Next article comes from, let me see how we got. Okay, cool. Next article comes from, this is an older one, U.S. Uncut. Beware of these 9 popular chocolate brands that exploit child slavery. Check out this. These are some of the popular chocolate bar manufacturers that are actually exploiting childhood labor in Africa. Check out those. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article comes from space.com. A newfound asteroid just buzzed harmlessly by Earth on Sunday, and NASA didn't even see it. And then there are multiple ones that they can see, but they're saying that they can't see it. NASA means this, never a straight answer. That's what that means. They're lying, they're lying, they're lying. And I do think and I do believe that there may be multiple asteroids that are en route to actually strike the Earth, and they wouldn't tell you. So check out that article. Next article. Here's an update from Reuters. Update, 3 more Hanjin ships seized as freight rates surge and cargo owners fray. And we're going to take a look at this. This is very, very important. How did I not go down low enough to the other article? There was another article. 1 second. Got to get to this one article. Very important one. And this is where the 7th largest cargo company in the world. Oh, there it is. Didn't go down far enough. And this came from Reuters, and I posted it last night. Shipping fleet files for a receivership as ports turn away its vessels. Seoul, Korea, the Hanjin Shipping Company, LDT, filed for court receivership on Wednesday after losing the support of its banks, setting the stage for assets to be frozen as the port from China to Spain deny access to its vessels. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know how big this story is? This means that supplies are not going to be moving. And particularly, they're not going to be coming here to the United States. This is one of the economic disasters that are going to affect you. And we're going to take a look at that. And then the next article came from Sputnik. Putin and Abe to meet September the 2nd, tomorrow, in Russia. Why do you think that is, ladies and gentlemen? In my opinion, just before the G20 meeting, and right after the G20 meeting next Tuesday, I believe that you're going to see some major events unfold. Why is Abe going to Russia? Because he probably has a deal that he wants to make with the BRIC nation. And oh, believe me, there probably will be another big earthquake in Japan, because they are going to turn away from the United States, as other countries have. Oh, the one directly above the United States and Canada. We're going to get to that in a second. Next article. Let me hurry up, pull this up. But this, what's in the news is really, really critical. Really critical. Next article. What's in the news? Here we go. Here we go. Okay, here we go. I reposted this one. This is the critical one for today's show. Venezuela crisis. Life to wait in lines. Excuse me. Venezuela crisis forces life to wait in line. And this is from Caracas, Venezuela, the capital. And we're going to talk about this. Very important, man. This is a powerful, powerful post. And I reposted this from earlier this summer. Man, this post is powerful, and we're going to take a look at this one. Next article. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It comes from China Scope. To prevent a coup before, the president of Jinping, to prevent a coup before he left for Beijing for the G20, Jinping did a lot of thinking. There are multiple coups going on all over the world. Turkey, Brazil, when they kicked out the Brazilian president, that was a coup that was orchestrated by none other than, who do you think? The U.S. against the BRIC nation. And then don't be surprised if there's an attempted coup in China. And if that happens, folks, you can definitely believe that nukes will be flying. Because they know where that is going to be coming from. So this is, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving out of the world. We're going to talk about that in today's show anyhow. So we're going to take a look at this and a couple of other articles to show this. Next article. Harvard professor creates blueprint for ending cash in the U.S., calls for immediate phasing out of the $20 bill. Why? Because that's going to give them even more leverage against you. Digital currency is the key. So that's what's in the news, everyone. So those are some of the articles that we have. Check those out inside of BTR community. If you want to talk about any of them, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Now let's check out some specific ones. Let's jump into today's show. In today's show, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say the scenarios for war is being set up everywhere. And there are a couple of articles that I want to actually read and check out for us to see this. The overall setting for global war is here. But you know what? It's not just any article. Ladies and gentlemen, go to BTR and just read some of those articles that we post. And they're critical for knowing what's going on and knowing how you should be preparing for it. All in all forms, at all levels, there was a many countries throughout the world are now telling their citizens to prepare for disaster. The United States has done it as well. My man Jerry sent me a text today and said, have you seen this? Are you guys seeing this? And it talked about September being prepare for a disaster month. Yeah, they do that from time to time, but this one is strategically. See, this is the key to trapping people, is that you do things way, you do things way before they happen, so people won't notice that you were orchestrating it, and when it does happen. And so I firmly believe that we are going to see some major, and I got a pretty good track record on seeing things before they happen, not because I'm a prophet, because I know the ones that actually facilitate these things, they tell you what they're going to do before they're doing. And what I'm seeing is that you're going to see some major events in September. As usually you do, some occultic sacrifices, and a lot of those are going to have to deal with economics and war. So the U.S. is warning their citizens to actually prepare. The many countries are telling their citizens to prepare. Think about here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. What if you were already under martial law They just didn't show you it completely. But what they did was that they start to show you it from the strategical standpoint of the overall equipment movement within the country. And guess what? That is what you have. You have it within the militarization of the police department, the overall militarization of Posse Comitatus being destroyed, where the army, all branches of the military are now actively engaging in the United States. I saw a YouTube video where light armored vehicles out of 29 times were actually maneuvering off of the 10 freeway near off the 10 freeway in the, that probably was the Banning area, in between Banning and Palm Springs. And they were actually maneuvering on a local gas station. A local gas station in other areas. I know those units. I was in that unit. I know the route that they take on that. They don't take that route. And they don't take that route off road. They were off the road. What were they doing? They were maneuvering, strategically moving, and practicing for what I believe that they're going to be doing here in this country and abroad. And abroad. So that's what is some of the things that's going on. So we need to really know those things. So if you start to look at some of the moves that have been made, the actual events of martial law in a global war have been told to everyone. You can't hide it. It's on the internet. You can't say that you don't know. You can't say that you're naive to it, with where you can go to the overall encyclopedia or of YouTube, or go to the University of YouTube. Everything is there. And then you can start to vet things out for yourself. You can actually vet things by cross dissecting what's going on. And oh, speaking of cross-pollination, I gotta remember that. But you can vet out some of the things that's going on in the world with other articles and other reports, and then you could come up with some historical events that mirror that, and then that's, guess what you can say? Yep, that is probably more than likely, it's more than true. Now we are completely set up for what a lot of people have been warning you about. It is already here. It is already here. And now, one of the things that I'm really concerned about is that Scotty posted something in BTR today, BTR community, where they're spraying for Zika and it's killing bees all over the place in South Carolina. This is a strategical way to cause the food chain to become unbalanced and to destabilize the food chain. Without bees, ladies and gentlemen, you have no pollination of your food. And the only thing food that you're going to have is what? The genetically modified organism. Then you're going to be a genetically modified species. Scotty posted this in BTR community today. Very important post. You need to know about these things. Make sure that you are preparing. As we were talking earlier this week, all of Europe is basically preparing for war. And there's so many articles that we posted there. And this is what I anticipate as far as the war is going, is that I anticipate after the G20 meeting, you are going to see an incident in the Baltic area or Eurasia, which would be Eastern Europe, Russia, or the Ukraine, or you're going to see something in Syria, or you will see something in the South Sea of China. I am almost certain that you will see a major, major military confrontation at that time. But you will definitely, you have already seen the overall economic effects that are happening. There was an article that I missed that was critical to this, to what's going on. It was an article that Canada is now a part of the AIIB, the Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank. Canada is turning its back on the United States. The United States also has required that Austria make a decision, a military decision. And here's the article. It comes out of Reuters. And this is why this war is really at, or it has already started. The only thing that we're missing is the first mainstream media confrontation between the nuclear nations. That's the only thing that's missing. Because the special operations have been going on. And the U.S. has been getting its hat handed to them. So here it is. Austria must choose between the United States and China, U.S. Army officials. September the 1st. The World News from Reuters. A senior U.S. soldier said on Thursday, today, Austria must choose between a stronger U.S. alliance or close ties with China, and urges to take a tougher stand against the Chinese claim in the South Sea of China. The Pentagon, however, disputes that the statement by the U.S. Army Assistant Chief of Staff, Colonel Tom Hansen, saying it did not represent the position of the United States government. Let me tell you something. This dude would never even say anything like that if it wasn't. He's an assistant joint chief of staff. He follows our orders. He's an assistant joint chief of staff. So now, goes on. I think the Austrians need to make a choice. It is very difficult to walk this fine line between the balancing the alliance with the United States and the economic engagements with China. Ladies and gentlemen, he just told you everything. It's basically what the United States is going to be doing to the rest of the world is you either come with us with a gun in their face, or you're going to go with China that's going to be paying you for fair market value for the trade that you'll be doing with them. What would you do? Especially when you have a gun, too. And you say to that country that has that gun in your face, yeah, you may be covering me, but everyone else is covering you. Have you looked around you lately? When you have no other resource as a bully, the only thing you're left with is what? Fear of force. You have to become a terrorist. This is a terrorist act, ladies and gentlemen. This is them terrorizing the rest of the world. This is why the purge is going to be so great against you, the target here of the United States, because they're going to totally annihilate by divestment and by war is going to be the world against the United States. So they're putting a gun to Austria's head saying, either you go with us or your choice, go with China because they could pay you. We can't. This is what they do in all, and this is who they are. So now it goes on to say, Hansen said on an Australian broadcast corp radio in their country, there's going to have to be a decision as to which one is more of a vital national interest for Australia. Do you see what they just said there? What he just said? Whenever you have a military joint chief of staff saying to you which one is in your best national interest, he's saying, if you go with them, we're going to attack you too. What do you think they're going to attack Austria with? Do you think that that earthquake down in New Zealand was natural? I don't. I think it was the United States sending a message to Australia that your butt is next because of weather modification. It's no coincidence that they had a 7.2 earthquake today, and this general said this to them today because he had a gun to their face, and that gun was weather manipulation. They can cause earthquakes, ladies and gentlemen. So it goes on to say, And this is so-called an ally. This is their ally. Guess what? Because Australia is no longer an ally of the United States. Why? Because they've already decided it's their best interest to walk away. Oh, Canada did too. Oh, Britain did too. Do you see what's happening here? Do you get the picture? Or is this just a conspiracy theory? Or do you know people that would say that this is a conspiracy theory, even though it comes from the only thing that they think is real news, Cerebrally Naive Network, from mainstream media? This is a mainstream media outlet. I don't need mainstream media to think for me. I think for myself. I don't need them to report on what's going on for me to know what's going on. I investigate things for myself, and I'm self-determining and sovereign in my decision-making. I no longer choose to be a sheep as much as I possibly can. So it goes on to say, here's the key. The idea that Australia or any country needs to choose between the long-standing ties to the United States and its emerging link with China presents a false choice. The U.S. Naval Commander Gary Rose, a Pentagon spokesman, said in a statement, Australia has strong ties with its Pacific neighbors, including China, just as we seek the same. Hansen's comments follow the publication of a preliminary booklet warning Australia lawmakers to treat Chinese motives in the region with caution. Let me go back to this. Here was the key with this. The idea that Australia or any other country needs to choose between its long-standing ties to the United States and its emerging links with China presents a false choice. This is what a U.S. Navy commander said. What's the long... Oh, getting ready to go to a commercial break. Okay, everyone, what do you think the long-standing ties are? It is the petrodollar. It is the reserve currency that was backed by the strong military might of the United States. They would threaten people, if you don't do what we say, we'll destroy and kill you and destabilize and have a coup in your country. Now they're saying you either go by that those ways or you go by China that can pay you and we will destroy you. But guess what? It's idle threats, and that's why all the countries are doing. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. Jump in on the line. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. Do you see what's going on? Are you preparing for the rest of the world to say no more from the United States? Now is totally time to dismantle them, because they're going to do it. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, the new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we're looking at what's going on with the advent and the setup for global for is actually World War III that's going to... World War III is much different, and I needed to make this clear. World War III is much, much different than Global Nuclear War I. World War III is what we're already in right now, by way of the cyber attacks, by way of the destabilization of the economies, by way of geopolitical instability, by way of small confrontations, by way of hacking, and by way of inflation. That is today's Third World War, and it's going to move into military confrontation. But from that military confrontation of World War III, it's going to escalate to Global Nuclear War I. Don't be fooled by what they told you. Nuclear war will destroy the planet. They're not. They have the technology, and they have the weaponry and tactical nukes to have their overall plan of depopulation by way of destruction and by overall sickness and disease and all that to happen. But the planet will survive, and they'll be able to control the people that do survive from it all, and they're going to have the perfect slaves from this whole system, because they're going to depopulate the planet, because too many people are waking up and asking questions and saying, hell no, we won't go. So there's a big difference between World War III, which we're already in, and Global Nuclear War. Global Nuclear War I is where there's going to be an exchange, an open exchange of nuclear weapons being used against sovereign countries by nuclear-capable countries. That has been done before in the past, but we're not even going to go there or touch on that. We could later on. But we're going to just look at their history for right now. That hasn't been done by their lying mouth. But it has been. But just for the sake and purpose of what's going on right now, this will be the first Global Nuclear War I. And it's going to serve a very distinct purpose of depopulation, destabilization, and they're going to be able to... The herd has now gotten too big and too wild. They are now going to be able to corral the world again by way of war. The great werewolf, ladies and gentlemen, will ride again. So, just before we went to the break, we were checking out an article about Australia. And let me pick this back up. And it's basically what the United States is doing is that they're threatening them. Why are they threatening them? Because they've already made agreements to be a part of the AIIB and to be a part of the BRIC nations and to have trade outside of only using the Aussie dollar and the Chinese yuan. They are divesting themselves. Austria is divesting themselves of U.S. treasuries. And the treasuries that they're picking up instead, and the bonds that they're picking up instead, ladies and gentlemen, because those bonds went on sale yesterday. The yuan bonds, sovereign bonds, went on sale yesterday. Or China, is they're buying Chinese debt. And China is going to give the greatest confidence that the world will need to do business with them is that they're going to back their currency with gold. And they're going to open up a gold window. Wait until China actually announces what their some of their gold holdings are. They won't say what their true gold holdings are, but they're going to announce at a particular time how much gold that they have. And when that happens, it's going to be a major shock to the global economy. A major, major shock. These are some of the strategical moves that you need to know about that other places aren't telling you about and preparing you for. One, mainstream media won't do it because they don't know, because they're compartmentalized minions, or they do know and they've been paid not to say anything. This is just happens to be where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So now, let me pick up this article again, further. So here we go, to finish this article out, and then we're going to get into the second part of the show. But at any time, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32 pound and hit star 61. I'll see you and bring you up in queue. All right, now here we go. It goes on. The article goes on to say, Australia's, well, let me move this down. Okay. Here we go. Australia's a staunch U.S. ally has previously drew criticism from China for running surveillance flights over disputed islands in the South Sea of China and supporting U.S. freedom of navigation exercises. However, Australia has not conducted a unilateral freedom of navigation voyage of its own. Clearly, China believes that they have an opportunity as they feel empowered to that, and a demonstration by Australia would be welcome. Australia's Foreign Minister, Julia Bishop, said in a response to Hansen's comment that the U.S. role in the Indo-Pacific region was as important now as it ever has been. We are balancing relationships between our largest strategical ally and our largest trade partner with deferred diplomacy, consistency, and Bishop said in an article, China is Australia's biggest trading partner and a large source of foreign investment. Remember what I was telling you, what they probably have already done? Australia has already divested themselves of the U.S. Treasury. Spending $11.1 billion on Australian assets, mostly property, in 2015, according to advisories of KPMG, and that's a firm, and the University of Sydney have said. Now, why is this so significant? All of the U.S. allies are starting to move away. This is nothing new, ladies and gentlemen. Germany had a bunch of allies before the Weimar Republic collapsed. The exact same thing, the exact same scenario is being used here. And why are these countries, these so-called staunch allies, walking away? Because they see the handwriting on the wall. The handwriting on the wall is that it's time to divest themselves of the U.S. or else go down with the U.S. Because the forces that align themselves against the U.S. from a geopolitical standpoint can't be defeated. And so what is it, if you can't beat them, what do? You join them. You join them. And that's what, in my opinion, that's what all of the ASEAN nations are going to do with China. That's what Taiwan will do with China. That's what the Philippines will ultimately do with China. That's why the Prime Minister of Japan, Abe, is in Russia to meet Vladimir Putin tomorrow. All the world is a stage. It's all set up. Most important thing is that we have to realize what's being done so that we can have the appropriate response to protect ourselves and to devise a system where we're no longer adversely affected by their decisions, because we divest ourselves from them by taking away our energy from it. Probably the most powerful thing. It is the most powerful thing, in my opinion, that we can do. So critical that we do this, because there is going to be a war that is going to come about all of this. The U.S. is already bullying all of its allies. Let's take a look at some of the allies is bullying. U.S. got smacked down by Britain. They tried to bully Britain. Canada, Germany, France. Why do you think all of those so-called terrorist acts, the Those false flags were happening in France because of what France was trying to do, broker backdoor deals with Russia. What is Germany doing, trying to stop the overall sanctions against Russia? And then what did they do just recently this week? They told them they don't want to have anything to do with the TTIP in Europe. They killed the deal with the United States. U.S. was pissed. The IMF and all of the other nations are also walking away from the U.S. The U.S. didn't want China's currency, the renminbi, to be added into the SDR, the special drawing rights. So what? It doesn't matter what you want because you no longer are relevant. No longer relevant. So these are all the stages that you have before outward war and military confrontation is start. When trade stops, ladies and gentlemen, when trade stops, war starts. And now you have this overall trade bottlenecking from the current event of one of the largest shipping companies in the world going bankrupt. And what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? It means you ain't getting no goods that's moving here. And goods are going to start to be scarcely moved all over. Why do you think, let's think for a minute. Think about if you were the seventh largest or one of the largest shipping companies in the world. Do you think that you have an intelligence portion of your corporation? Of course you do. If you're smart, you do. You want to know what the rest of the world is doing. Why? Because you're moving the darn goods that the rest of the world is going to need. Part of it is that you need to get a hands-on and have even more better intel than anybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this company was smart going bankrupt. You know why? Because probably what they're doing is they're taking their fleet out of harm's way for the war that's going to be happening. Man, this is so asymmetrical, but we don't always have an asymmetrical approach to things. We have a school-trained thought. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. We never think on our own. I would not be surprised. This is a smart move by this company, this Korean company, because they know, the South Korean they know what's going on in the world. They're a South Korean country. They're coming out. They have to go, they have to navigate close to the South Sea of China. And not only that, their ships go into the South Sea of China to deliver goods for the ASEAN nations, to deliver goods to the United States, to deliver goods all over the world. They know what's up. And then all of a sudden, they're going bankrupt. Huh. Seems like somebody is protecting their interests. Oh, they're not like you and I where they need to make plans 2 weeks and a month in advance. They can go on a hiatus for 5, 10, 15, 20, 100 years and still come back, and that company will still have the overall economic position that it had when it left. This is a very big sign of what is to come. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. It's Brother Davis, man.
Brother Davis, what's going on? How are you, brother?
I am superb. And the reason why I'm superb is because I'm listening to you giving out this information that 99% of the world is not privy to because they didn't do the due diligence of getting personally involved in initiating their understanding. And I'm going to tell you, that's what everybody's doing here. So those people, I just wanted to give you all a little shout a little bit, let you know that I understand what is happening, but I still listen so I can stay abreast of what I'm trying to do and abreast of what's being done. So, Brother right. Davis, wanted to give you a shout, let you know, brother, I mean, we're here in support, but we're also here because we're planning, and we are moving forward in our own preparation process.
You know what, Brother Davis, I just want to thank you for Wise Wednesdays, because yesterday I wasn't able to make it because, as you know, I had a sight in a couple of rifles and actually put some scopes on some rifles for some friends and everything, and that's not something that's very easily do. That's a tedious process. And so we actually have to go out in the field and to test some of our equipment and some other things. So I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for Wise Wednesday, not only for just being there, but for being there and giving the information that you get and taking the I don't think, you know, one of the things that Brother Davis does is that I bring you one section of things, and Brother Davis makes it complete by focusing on you. And this is how, you know, teams should be working. You always work within the capabilities and the talents of the people. Brother Davis has a talent for you in dealing with what's going to be in your best interest. What are some of your powers? Have you ever start to investigate who your own powers and how capable you are? You don't have handicaps, even if they deem you as someone with a disability and a handicap. No, that's just them deeming it. They didn't give you life at all. So they can't say that you are limited in any form or fashion. And this is what Brother Davis does every Wise Wednesday. And we appreciate this. It feeds us, and it's so necessary.
And I want to add, don't forget, we're going to need each other. So we need to know each other. So listen, yes, brother, sir. I'm going to get back in the cube, man, and keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Davis, and give my regards to Sister Davis. I thought I heard her in the background there. I can't wait to hear when Sister Davis, that salvaging boy, because I'm going to tell you, that salvaging is that's an art that we definitely need to pick up as soon as possible, because it's going to be necessity. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yeah, she's out with her other man tonight, and I'm kind of holding my head. Yeah, unfortunately,
she's with the grandbaby.
No, she's with her other man, and I told her, I said, listen, I've been with you for 30 years. You think I'm gonna put up with this? And you know what she told me? She said, my dad was here longer than you. So her and her dad's out. They're doing a few things. And he's a master scavenger, so literally, you gotta listen to some of the things that he brings home and turns into fortune. So actually, I'm trying to talk to her about that show, but she has some time. She's running around with her dad tonight, and I said, well, give me some downtime. I'll just listen to the show, do some reading, and continue my prepping. So y'all be blessed,
sir.
And I'm definitely listening, brother.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. Brother Davis, and always tune in and chime in at any time. We're going to try to put a town hall meeting together with Scotty, Brother Davis, and when we do, I got to get with Scotty and talk to him about it. Another one, even if we got to host it, because it's so powerful, we got to do what we can do. So I will definitely try to put that together with Scotty and then let you know so that we can work this thing out. So I appreciate, love you, respect you, and cherish you, Brother Davis, and we'll talk soon.
Same, brother, and I look forward to it. Peace.
Peace. Okay, got another caller in queue. Let's go to this other caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment?
Yes, my people, what's good? It's your man, Dr. Cheese and Crackers.
Dr. Cheese and Crackers. Doc Hawkins, what's going on? Far from cheese and crackers, Doc Hawkins. What's going on, Doc?
Oh, man. Hey, listen, seriously, guys, I want y'all to think about something. And I was talking to a client about this earlier, and I've alluded to it a couple of times on this show. But look, back in the 80s, I remember, and there was a lot of talk about this. David, do you remember back in the day they would do these weekly tests from the American broadcast system? Remember that?
Sure.
You know, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Yes.
Now, every now and then you may hear that on TV here, you know, once a year or something like that. But back in the day, they would do it 2 and 3 times a day. All right.
Yes.
Now, back then, the American broadcast system, excuse me, was tied into the nuclear fallout shelters,
mm-hmm.
underground bunkers that the government had for the American citizen in the case of a nuclear war. Because remember, we were still fighting the Cold War at that time. And so there were civilian nuclear fallout centers. Now, when you look at society today, do you see any of those nuclear fallout
centers? Tell them, Doc. I totally forgot about that, Doc. You're absolutely right. And I know Brother Davis remembers that. I know a lot of our listeners, but Doc, you are absolutely right. Say what you do. You see what, Doc? Say that again, Doc.
Yo, look, and let's go even scarier with this whole thing. There are no nuclear fallout centers whatsoever. And I talked to a good friend of mine this morning who's a sheriff, and we talked about this too. And I'll put it to you like this. We need to get some real answers. Because the fact that, you know, they're telling us on the news, they're using all these fear-mongering tactics to tell us that a nuclear war could jump off at any damn minute. Yet, they're not telling you where you need to go. They're not even providing you with the necessary tactical exercises that they provided us with when we were kids of how to survive a nuclear attack. Back then, they'd show you this crap in school with the overhead projectors and all that stuff. They tell you to get on your desk, cover your head up and stay away from the windows and cover your face with the towel and make sure or your shirt or something, your jacket, and make sure that there was no exposed skin. They explained all that. So to get scarier with it, now, and that's just the nuclear side, what about the scalar weapons? You know, at the forefront of physics, they have what they call bunker-busting radar.
Yep.
Bunker-busting radars are basically time-reversed radar technology. And as a matter of fact, it ain't hard to do. It's really not. You would be shocked at just how simple it is, especially when you tie in the fact that, and somebody out there is going to hear this, but when you tie into the fact that you can't even purchase pump phase conjugate mirrors anywhere, then you know, that whole scenario, you know, will come up in your mind as you realize what a pump phase conjugate mirror is. But nonetheless, the scary thing is that they call them bunker busting radars for a reason, and that means the places that you can go that will protect you from nuclear fallout and nuclear explosions will not protect you from those scalar-based weapons. So, if there is absolutely zero effort to shield you from nuclear attacks, then you know damn well there is no effort whatsoever and no intention to shield you from a real weapon. So, we need to start having some public dialogue about this. Because we're letting these people get away with way too much.
Whoa, Doc. And what I did is I posted inside a BTR a picture. Because, you know, Doc is absolutely right. When we were growing up, you had fallout shelters as, you know, where you could actually go in case of a nuclear attack. It had a fallout shelter and where to go, how to get to it. They were everywhere. As Doc just said, you don't even see them anymore because they're not preparing anyone here. Oh, Russia has prepared their citizenry with it. They have it. They developed an underground bunker system for a whole city. Nothing done here. And so what I did is I posted what one of the fallout shelters placards look like. Doc, I'm glad you said that, because I totally, because in today's world, you need to have your own fallout shelter. But like you said, the scheduler weapons will already mitigate any shelter that you have underground.
Now, there is some good news. There are ways to shield against those devices as well. It's what we call self-targeting. All right? So it's not, you know, entirely doom and gloomy. There are certain things that we could do about it relatively cheap. But, I mean, you know, how many people are actually paying attention? How many people are actually listening to this show? How many people are actually doing, you know, some real research?
Wow, right, Doc. How many people know, or the, you know, the old, the kiss of death, I don't know and I don't care. Many people have that syndrome. I don't know and I don't care syndrome. Oh yeah, you don't know and you don't care right now, but you gonna know, and I bet you do care, but when you do care, it'll be too damn late. And Doc, that is such a true point, because, you know, I used to walk home from school in New Jersey and I passed 7 fallout shelters, and I knew the people in the buildings. No, these weren't someone else's bunker that they had, because people had their own bunkers in some of their basements and homes that they actually, you know, even now, but they actually had fallout shelters where you could go, and they were stocked with things.
Yep.
They were stocked with things.
That's
for
right.
The general population. However many people got to it at the appropriate time, that's what the capacity, and it gave a capacity number of how many people, and it usually had the capacity of whatever the building was. So if it was a high-rise building or a mid-range high-rise building, that was for that building and maybe some other people walking around. So that's, these fallout shelters on the East Coast was everywhere in New York and New Jersey when I was growing up. You almost couldn't walk down a block without seeing 2 or 3 of them. And so you're absolutely right, Doc, and they no longer. Now the onus is on you to protect yourself this way.
And the thing that's really a trip about it is that, well, you know, since they switched up the game, so to speak, and, you know, they're taking people out with the GMOs that cause cancer. They're taking people out with the water, you know, the chemtrails and all that other stuff. Of course they're not going to, you know, tell us where any nuclear fallout centers are. Why? Because the ultra wealthy converted those same shelters into safe havens for themselves.
They privatize it. That's exactly right, Doc. Go ahead. Yes, that's exactly right. Not only did they do that, Doc, they took missile silos that were no longer used and turned them into, you know, I'm going to tell you, I actually, when I was in the military, part of my thing was nuclear weapons. And so we have bunkers, you know, for those. Do you know what those bunkers are being used for now? It's just what Doc just said. They've been privatized and sold to the general, to the highest bidder. And that's
the
main
you built it one up out in Topeka, Kansas. That was bought by this white boy. And y'all gonna think I'm BSing until you actually Google it. As a matter of fact, they had him on an episode of Preppers. He bought that old nuclear missile. He bought that thing for $40,000. About 40 grand.
You know, the infrastructure and the concrete and the overall engineering that goes along into that.
Three foot steel doors.
$40,000.
Yeah, the water source, the water well. Now it kind of sucks. I mean, well, actually, don't have to. He just don't know what he's doing. But he has the water well where he did. I'm not joking. He does it old school. He has a bucket tied to a rope, and he just drops the bucket down 120 feet into the well, and then he reels it back up with the bucket of water instead of just know, having somebody go down there and insert some water pumps and pump the water up to the surface, you know. But
he don't even, hey Doc, Doc, he don't even have to do that. He don't have, don't nobody have to go down there. That's because we're on well water, and it's just a pump, and attached to the pump is a long 100-something foot hose that yep. you know, that draws it up. So wouldn't nobody even have to go down there? All they had to do is insert the pump.
Unless you wanted one of those industrial ones, and his you know, and this is just huge. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it's just, I mean, well, I guess he figured he got, I think it's 100 acres. He got this, and you know, the doors still open up. You press a button, the big doors still open up, and the missiles used to come out. I mean, you know, we used to live in a place called Independence, Kansas. And Topeka ain't that far at all. And it's just like, I mean, you can see it clear as day.
So if he got electricity, yeah. then he could just easily hook up an electric pump. That's what we use. Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Yep. Now, Doc, with that system, what would you suggest that he do? Because, see, his is good for, you know, regular use, but in a situation where you're in the destabilization of a war, now he needs to protect that well. Now, if that was, I mean, this dude was smart enough to buy this $40,000 silo, but he's not protecting the water. Is he insane?
I mean, I think that what Scotty said was right. I mean, hell, it wouldn't even cost him $50 to hook up a well. It really wouldn't. And besides, the water is protected. I mean, because it's inside this facility.
Right, and it's underground.
Oh, inside the facility. Oh, okay. My misunderstanding. Oh, it's inside the facility. Okay, I thought it was outside. I got you. Okay, I got you, Doc. Okay, everyone, hold on, Doc. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, I see you, caller, that's in queue. I'm going to go to you right when we come back. I'm going to go to Doc real quick and then come back to you, and then we'll answer your question. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. We're talking about the overall war that we are is going to start and how unprepared we are. We have Doc Hawkins in queue, and so we're going to go back to Doc. We have another caller in queue. Doc, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I was thinking about something else. So, yeah, the water well is inside of that place, so I get it now. But go ahead. You were going to say something else, Doc.
Oh, well, no, I was just saying, and you know, who knows? You know, maybe that source does extend you know, off of his property. I don't know, because it is 100 acres. But, you know, I'm assuming, you know, since the military, you know, is adamant about stating that the first thing you need to take over is communication and water.
Yep.
So, you know, that big well ain't there just because. You know, it's some strategic stuff going on there. But could you imagine if, let's just say, 20 of us got together and searched around this nation and found something like that? For that damn cheap, $40,000,
Doc, we have to. We have to, because those places are still, because you can't build that resigent, that type of infrastructure for $40,000. There's no way in the world that you could build it for that. So yet you have to find that place, and those places still do exist. And this is something that everyone should be doing, and we need to really be coming. This is why I think it's really important for us to establish our own BTR and our own Black Talk Radio Network town hall for doing things just like that. And it's a must, Doc. And you need to be on that panel, Scotty. I think we should. Let's talk. Give me a call, Scotty, when you get a chance, so we can kind of throw this idea around and put this together. And then for whoever's serious, whoever really wants to do it, whoever wants to engage in that, it's well worth it. And you know, this is how we can ensure that we can do it. Sure, we can even set up our own Black Talk. I'm gonna tell you, North Carolina, Texas, and a couple other places, that's not a bad place to actually have some of these things. So I think it's a must. I think it's a must. So hold on, Doc. We got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace. What's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
What's up, Brother Mel?
I'm good.
Oh, wait. I'm not sure. Who am I talking to? I don't know if I'm talking to... if it's Mel or Joseph...
Willie Jones.
I'm not quite sure, so I'm going to wait till I hear your name. Go ahead, sir. Who am I talking to?
This is Mel.
Oh, okay.
But hey, first, just a little trivia. Do you know how many power grids there are in America?
Yes, there's that I know of. There's power grids. Is what, four power grids?
No, there's three. There's the Eastern Power Grid, the Western Power Grid, and Texas. Man, they have their own freaking power grid. Y'all
yes.
On your own.
There's actually
that.
One. There's actually four, Mel. There's actually
the military,
yeah, they don't publicize that one. It's actually four, but it's only four power grids. Yeah. But go ahead, Mel, make your point. Great point. Great point. It's only...
I wanted to ask Doc Hawkins, I've been doing some research on that Skeller technology. Man, they got handheld weapons that, you know, use this Skeller technology. And I was wondering if he knew of any type of defense against those type of waves and then I wanted to know if I can call you too after the show, Doc, because I got to talk to you.
Doc, you still there?
We're gonna lose Doc. Doc, you there?
No, I'm here. I heard part of that. Would you mind repeating that?
As far as the Skeller technology is concerned, yeah. I was doing some research on it, and I see they even have handheld weapons. And I was wondering if you knew of any type of defense, any type of protection that you can, acquire, or anything you can do in defense of that technology.
Yeah.
And then there was a second question. Hold on, Doc, there was a second question he had for you, too. Go ahead. What was the second part of the question?
I just wanted to know if I can call you after the show, too. I wanted to holler at you.
Yeah, bet. David, you know who this guy is?
Yeah. Good brother. Yes.
This is Mel, man.
This is Mel. You probably already dealt with him. This is Mel.
Yeah.
He's good people, Doc.
I talk to so many people every day. As a matter of fact, you just placed the order with me, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I remember. Yeah, absolutely. Give me a holler. And
Ginkgo biloba, Doc. Ginkgo biloba.
Oh, no, I got something better than that, man. But I tell you what, when you talk to over 100 people a week, I mean, it's kind of, you know.
But
here's the crazy thing about it. Now, I got a video up on my Facebook, and I posted that a little bit ago. And I'm using a similar device to connect with a young lady in another state. You know, and I'm doing some healing work on her nervous system and on her chakra system. And
wow.
So you can hear in her own words what's actually happening. In fact, I'm going to do another one tonight with another young lady in Mississippi. And keep in mind, I'm here at the bottom of the state in Texas. So Yeah, it does. I mean, yeah, these technologies are very real. They're handheld devices. I've co-invented a couple. Some of those are on my Facebook. We haven't put them on the website yet. But my teacher, well, one of my teachers, I mean, this guy, dude, he's invented some that you know, it's as small as a doggone watch. You know,
wow.
But they're not available to the general public. But yeah, these technologies exist, and there are ways of blocking those frequencies. As a matter of fact, I'll put something out there right now on the air. There was a guy by the name of E.T. Whitaker who coined the term scalar energy. Now, everybody and their mama thinks that Tesla coined that term.
Tesla did, yeah.
And he didn't. It was actually E.T. Whitaker. So E.T. Whitaker was one of the other greats that existed during Tesla's time that had his work suppressed in terms of mathematic formulas and things of this nature. And the government just totally ostracized this guy because he was the guy that could explain in mathematical formula as well as plain English what it is that Tesla was working with and what it is that Tesla was looking for. So this guy, in sorts, found his own aspect of the grand unified theory. And what he said, as a matter of fact, if you can't find it online, which usually isn't hard, hell, I can send you a copy if anybody is serious that wants a copy. But he explains in his papers how you can take, let's say, a regular RF detector, that is a radio frequency detector. You take it apart and you basically shield it against radio frequencies. And what you do then, well, by doing that, is that you pick up the energies going the other way. So now, instead of picking up radio frequencies, that RF detector will only pick up scalar frequencies. And it's something that you can do for less than $100. But yeah, so you could take this device around with you, and you can tell whenever they're using Hart or the Glenn Towers, or if someone in the area has an amplifier.
Wow, that's and you know what? This is technology that we need to start engaging. This needs to be the regular conversation or things that we need, because this is where it is, and it's actually beyond this, and we need to know, instead of having conversations about irrelevant things that are actually detrimental to our overall existence. We need to start protecting ourselves, because no one else is going to protect you. So
on that,
so important.
Brother Dave, since y'all on this topic, let me share some information with you that I've been looking into lately in terms of communications, just for emergency situations such as discussed on here. And a lot of people don't really know how the internet work, and the internet was designed by the United States military to survive nuclear weapons. Okay, and disruption to normal communications. If you get a couple of nodes taken out in through the internet grid, I'm talking about the internet grid, it automatically reroutes it. So it's not like, you know, you could just take out a data center here or a data center there. That's still not going to shut down the internet. As long as your cables, fiber optic cables, all of that still work, and you have an electricity source, you still can connect to other people, either through peer-to-peer, that's computer to computer, as long as they all got, electricity in order to power up their computer and what have you. But I'm looking at learning how to set up virtual private networks. And so I posted a video a couple of days ago called VPN Virtual Private Networking. It's a video about 30 minutes long, and this guy is giving you all that information. I mean, he revealed stuff to me I did not know, and I thought I know everything it was to know about the internet, but he revealed some stuff to me that I did not know. And that virtual private networks is something like, let's say that you got a group. I got a group here in North Carolina. Your group is there in Texas, but we still want to be able to communicate. Well, obviously, we can't go through AT&T or any other regular right. ISP providers, because I doubt if they are prepared. But if we got a virtual private network set up, then all the clients, like the server would be here, for example, then all of the different clients, which would be individual computers, all they need is the username and password, and they can connect.
Wow.
So as long as you got electricity source, it's pretty hard for them to take down the internet. They probably can do it regionally, but from what I learned from this video is that it will automatically start rerouting itself to open nodes.
Well, if I can offer a bit of information on that, what Brother Scotty is talking about is the intranet. You got the internet, and then you got the intranet.
Yeah, the internet is like an open highway. An intranet is where, like, you know, only people who pay the toll to get on the toll bridge. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a closed network.
It's a closed network, right, absolutely. Yeah, and you can build that. In fact, these newer computers don't have that capability, from what I've seen, as much as some of the older ones that had this information built into the systems. So it's almost as if somebody wants us to forget about those technological capabilities. I could be wrong, though, but it seems as though they're trying to phase them out.
No, Doc, I got a question for you and Scotty, because I actually wanted to have an intranet for my business, to have a closed communication, and I had to get a special one from Dell. So, yeah, and
not was, not, you know, not really. From what I understand from my years working with computers, and I've been working with them since the late 1990s. You can turn any computer into a server if you have the software. And, you know, the way that these – look, I can get a computer for $400 right now that has at least a terabyte hard drive. That's huge. That's huge. So that could accommodate any type of software I want to put on that computer and turn it into a server. All a server means is it's a computer that serves clients and what have you.
Gotcha.
So just about any computer, as long as you got a decent hard drive and whatnot, you could turn it into a server. And but in the BTR community.com, go to the video section, click on the education. You want to look in the education section, and it's VPN, virtual private networking. Man, he will tell you everything you need to know to do what you're talking about.
Okay. Hey, Scotty. Okay, check this out. Scotty and Doc, a question for you, Scotty. Can we have a forum where maybe we could, like we did with the last forum that we had, where we talked to some of, and everyone that listens to Black Talk Radio Network, if they want to tune in and then be a part of, where we can actually establish something like that. And you could actually, because you have the expertise, Scotty, and you know, where we can have a form of communication, because communication is so important. Communication is so important. Without communication, you are nothing more than a wandering wandering victim. And we need to have strategical communication. So, Scotty, if we could put something together from a group standpoint where people that want to get prepared and have a form of communications, and have a group within our group. I usually have a preparedness class that I charge for, but if we could do it, I won't be charging for it at all, and we can establish a more holistic and more organic and widespread group here for all of our listeners, to where at least we can do from a small, you know, standpoint and grow it from there. I think that will serve its purpose, because we got to get prepared. We got to get on board. We got to get situated. We have to acquire else, because there are no fallout shelters. We have to build them ourselves. So, Scotty, I know you're busy, but just give a thought to it. Let's talk, and then let's try to put something together, and then maybe that secure communications, because communications is going to be key. It's something that we could establish, and then not only that, we can build from there. to where we could have our own underground network among ourselves, because BTR is the perfect place for it.
Well, everything I have now, it is secure. Like, if I didn't want anybody tuning into a radio stream, all I have to do is set it to private, and only those people who know where to find the stream can tune in to it. But yeah, I've taken extra steps to secure everything, just like BTR community. It is a secure. Your communications are more secure. The message system on BTR community is more secure than us using Gmail, because we know they into Gmail. They get all through it.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying we're unhackable or anything like that, but I'm saying is that we do have some, you know, somebody had to really be skilled and really want to mess with us to hack it now, because I've learned over the years from suffering hacks. So watch that video, Dave. Watch that video and then get with me, and then we, you know, we can discuss what it is you're talking about.
Man, this is phenomenal. Okay, let's go to a couple other callers. We got a couple more in there. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you're calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Can you guys hear me? Hear me okay?
Of course. What's going on, brother? We haven't heard from you in a little bit. What's going on? I heard you on Scotty's show. I said, "There go my brother." What's happening, bro? What's
up, Seth? I'm hanging in there, Dave. I've been listening. I haven't been getting the chance to call in because there's a lot of function that's going on in the household around this time. But trust me, I've been tuning in. And I'm glad you brought up that point of what you was just saying about, you know, you guys coming together and kind of doing some things for. I see it as for people like me. You know what I mean? If I
Thank
had
you,
it,
brother.
More so the capabilities, I would be in preparation mode, as you were saying with the white guy bought the 100-acre spot, and I would be on
That's
all
it.
That.
But yeah.
I'm too busy. I'm too busy pulling souls out of purgatory, trying to anyway. So, to hear you guys, you know, because a lot of us look up to you guys. You know, you all are Malcolms and Martin. So you and Scotty and the rest of you guys, Doc. So, I just want to chime in and say, yes, please go forward with that as much as y'all can. And people like me that continue to get out of this, we got some place to reach out to and run to, like, directly. We can say, no, go here. It's ran by such and such. It's funded by such and such, and it's safe. It's secure. So I thank you, brother. I thank you. I thank both of y'all, all of y'all. And step off with that and continue to listen. Thank you.
Man, bro, that seals it right there. That it's a must. It's a must. And we appreciate you, brother. And I think that this can be so much bigger than what we're saying, because and this is going to be about our own participation, but this is about a collective participation together, because before, in the first group that we started in RDP, was about individuals starting their own individual groups where they were. This is one that we all can now interface, because we have to, and don't whatever the adversities are, we're going to have to tackle them. Because what we're going to be contending with is bigger than any small you know, adversity that we could come up with, you know, because of our overall personalities, what this person thinks, what that person thinks, and everything else. It's all going to have to be about us working in collective prudence, and we could build some really, really strong things. This is the Underground Railroad for what's coming on now. Must start. We got another call. Seth, keep listening. Much love, much respect, brother, always. We got another call in too. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. We got like 5 minutes for you. What's your name? What's your number? Where you calling from? And shoot.
Peace. This is Brother Ross. How you doing?
What's up, Brother Ross? Go ahead, man.
Hey, I had a quick question for all you, Scotty and Doc Hawkins. I figured all three of you might have insight into it. But when I was working in the cable industry, I remember when they transitioned to removing the TV signals from over the airwaves where you can catch them on antenna, and they basically refined the system of white supremacy by forcing everybody to have to pay for cable. Now, what I understood was the reason that they did that was to free up the radio waves in case of an emergency, that they can use that as a backup to the cable system if it's dismantled or disabled in any way. And I was wondering if there's anything that we can do as civilians to tap into those radio waves and use those as well as another clandestine means of communication in the event that anything takes out, whether it's cell phone technology or anything like that, or even if it's speaking, like receive information over those airwaves, if there's any technology that the average person can use to tap into those radio waves or those signals that they stopped us from utilizing when they instated cable. That's my question. Thank you very much. And a great show.
Man, great question. You know, that's more of a technical, and I think Scotty is already kind of answering. Doc has too. But if either one of you wanted to answer that one, I would say yes, but the real technical experts, that's Scotty and that's Doc. That's Scotty and Doc's forte. They, you know, Scotty has done this, you know, both privately and, you know, by means of military equipment and operations, so in tactically. So I believe that there is. Oh, there he is. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, it actually is, but, you know, this really isn't, you know, the place to get too deep into that right now, but what we should do is start holding classes and things of this nature. But yeah, it's very possible. And now check this out. I'll speak this in code, or as Jay-Z might say, I'll tell you half the story and fill in the rest of it. But one of the main reasons they had us switch over, I think it was back in 2008 or something like that, was
from analog to digital.
Yeah, to free up the analog band so they can use it with the very satellites that I'm telling you about. And with those satellites, they discovered neighboring galaxies that are interpenetrating the Milky Way galaxy. In other words, they've discovered galaxies within our own galaxies that exist in what they called hyperspace. All right, now this is some information you can find very easily on YouTube or just Google it or whatnot. But one of the things that happened then is that they started discovering other sources of electromagnetic energy. And let's just say if Scotty and myself and a couple others that I knew were to combine our expertise, you know, Scotty with the computer side of it, myself with the circuitry design and some of the older scalar-based systems, and a couple of the people that I know, if we were to combine those systems, could you imagine in terms of, let's just say, self-defense or even offensive type of capabilities?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So some of these systems can be made completely automated, and some of them can be made to interact with the consciousness of a person, or an operator, as they're called. And then you have systems that are right in the middle that do both. They're automated, and they also run on the subconscious. So, yeah, there are tons of different ways to approach that. The problem is educating the right people on the technical aspects of it and start actually building systems. It's possible, but, you know, if we got to play catch-up. But, yeah, I agree. I think we got to start from somewhere.
Yeah, and this is a great thing. And see, and we have to also look at the practical side of who's the individuals that's going to have this technology. And this is, let me tell you, Roz asked this question from this standpoint, knowing that it leads to, this is what we need to be able to do to start to talk in code, so that we can start to see, finish the picture, and see what it is that we need to do and see the importance of it. We're establishing this in Scotty, Doc, and Brother Davis, Roz, Mel, Seth, all of you, we are all involved in this, and this is, you see the necessity for this, because what we're talking about is an appropriate way to defend yourself in today's world. Very, very important. So, okay, everyone, much love, much respect. Yeah, that ends, man, this was a phenomenal show. We'll have one tomorrow. It's going to be about Venezuela. It's not going to be live, so you won't be able to call in. But I just want to say, Doc, thank you so much. Seth, Roz, Mel, Thank you, Scotty, Brother Davis. Thank you, and all of the listeners. Thank you. Remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Q&AQ is